You're listening to SBS News.
Alan Haddad always dreamed of following in his father's footsteps and becoming a firefighter, but the 23-year-old had no idea the start of his career would be defined by one of Australia's worst bushfire seasons in living memory, Black Summer.
I think the first glimpse I still remember, I was at my auntie's house. We were having a big family lunch, and there was a news thing that came up. It was a catastrophic fire danger day, and it was starting to kick off in the Blue Mountains. So I rushed down there, and then pretty much lights and sirens straight to the Blue Mountains, and then getting up the mountains, all the smoke and the flames and everything like that, pretty horrific. And I just thought, like every summer, we usually get 1, 2, even maybe 3 bad days where it's sort of all hands on deck, but that was the first day of just a 3-month onslaught of just non-stop commitment from Fire Rescue New South Wales and the RFS. It was literally 3 months of carnage.
That summer, he says he spent more time on the back of a fire truck than in his own bed, volunteering for extra shifts whenever he could to help keep the state safe. Mohammed Haddad, Alan's father and a 25-year veteran of New South Wales Fire and Rescue, says he'd never seen anything like that bushfire season, and he hopes he never will again.
It's something that I don't think we'll ever see again as firefighters. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event for me personally, being in the job for so long. And as I said, it was just, it's unforgettable. It's unforgettable. At the time, we were probably exhausted more than anything, fatigued, exhausted, because it was just relentless. Every day, 24/7, just fires, fires, fires. We'd be off duty. They'd be bringing us up to come in. And honestly, as a first responder, or in our case, firefighters, we never say no. It's just we're humble, we're obliged. That's what we sign up to do.
It's only now, some 18 months later, the pair can truly appreciate how intense that season was. From June 2019 until May 2020, bushfires ravaged more than 18 million hectares of Australian land, with fires breaking out in every state and territory. The fire season destroyed more than 3,000 homes and directly killed 34 people, including 9 firefighters. For many firefighters, including Alan Haddad, it was a lot to witness.
Taking a step back after that bushfire period, exhausted, you're just defeated, and it's full on. And then even now, 2 years on, you reflect back and you think what a season it was. I don't think even I fully appreciated what a season it was until now, looking back at it. It's just for the pure fact that you're running on adrenaline. You take it home, you think about it, because obviously when people are calling us, they're having a pretty bad day usually.
It was tough, it was exhausting, not only on ourselves as individuals, but family. Family never got to see us. We couldn't pre-plan anything or events because we knew we'd have to work. I think that the hardest thing for us, or myself personally, was the fact that you had to deal with residents. Like, a lot of people have had a lifetime of memories. They've had property that they've built that's been passed on through generations. Even simple things like photos. They've lost their homes, they've lost their cattle, they've lost their crops, they've lost just day-to-day things that we all take for granted. And that was the hardest thing.
Their duty commander, Christopher Wilson, says team leaders are still wary of the delayed mental health effects that can arise after a severe season.
You just have to be alert for some of the signs and just try and offer support to those people where you can. I'm sure, people are dealing with it now even, these issues can be long lasting, and we work as a team. We're basically living together most of the time. So it's like a family, and we try and support each other the best we can.
Afghanistan veteran John Bale set up charity Fordham Australia 2 years ago to offer mental health and well-being support to first responders and their families. He says often the biggest challenge can be convincing those who help others for a living to accept help themselves.
It's that self-stigma to say that I don't need the support because someone else needs it more, or because I chose to do this, therefore I am strong and I don't need this support. Often, because of the way that they're trained and the way the human body works, that trauma doesn't seem to have a major impact until months and potentially years afterwards. So as an organisation, it's about making sure that they can connect with each other, because really they're the only ones that can understand this, because they've been through a shared experience. Support each other and find those early warning signs that they're not going as well as they could, and seek out that clinical support.
Mr. Bale and his team also spearheaded Thank a First Responder Day. Now in its second year, the day is all about stopping to recognise the frontline workers who've sacrificed so much over the past 18 months to protect Australians from fires, floods, and now the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thanking them is so much more than just two words. This is an opportunity that they don't often get to hear, because during a major trauma, It's very much the focus of the fire, the flood, or whatever it is. It's not focused on the first responder. And then we all move on with our life. It's an opportunity to stop, pause, and thank these first responders and their families for what they do or what they're willing to do for us on a daily basis.
Both Alan and his father, Muhammad Haddad, agree it's the sense of community among firefighters that helps them through.
Lucky for us as firefighters, we have our crew itself to talk to. We have the organisation as a whole to talk to, and we've got avenues within the organisation to seek help. This is a family away from home, so I see myself as a lucky person or lucky individual in the sense that I've got two families.
One thing that I've seen is sort of a shift in the organisation and even in society from talking about mental health. We're, as a society, much more forthcoming, especially amongst men, to talk about mental health, which is a good sign. So once you put on the uniform, sort of we're all the same, and everyone's there to support you and assist you.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.